A decision is expected soon on whether Philadelphia will host the Democratic presidential convention next year. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies reports that the city is competing with Brooklyn and Columbus, Ohio, which is pulling out all the stops to win the competition.
Scan the media in Columbus, and it's hard not to be reminded of Philadelphia's effort to get a national convention in the year 2000. There's a real sense of excitement, of business and civic leaders unified and determined to prove their city's worth and seize the national spotlight. Columbus Convention and Visitors Bureau President Brian Ross says there's a lot the nation doesn't know about Columbus.
We are the 15th largest city in the nation. We are the largest city in Ohio, which a lot of people do not know, and one of the fastest growing economies in the nation.
So Columbus really wants this. A local gourmet ice cream maker has sent a special flavor, White House Blueberry, to anyone with perceived leverage in selecting a site. Philadelphia's pushing hard, too, in its way. Congressman Bob Brady says he spends all the time he can with Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, chair of the Democratic National Committee.
When she goes on the floor, she looks at me and says, here I am, and I come running over her, and we chat every day. Every day, just keep on smiling at her. Just stay on top of it. Just keep lobbying.
Brooklyn is the third competitor. Former Governor Ed Rendell, who chairs Philadelphia's host committee, says at this stage of the competition, what matters is a host of details about security, logistics, and money.
I think it's going to come down to not politics. It's going to come down to who they think is more likely to run the most successful convention.
A decision is expected by early next month. Dave Davies, WHYY News.